The Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to the disciples, "The kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out early in the morning to hire laborers for his vineyard. After agreeing with the laborers for the usual daily wage, he sent them into his vineyard. When he went out about 9 o'clock, he saw others standing idle in the marketplace, and he said to them, 'You also go into the vineyard, and I will pay you whatever is right.' So they went. When he went out again about noon and about 3 o'clock, he did the same. And about 5 o'clock, he went out and found others standing around, and he said to them, 'Why are you standing here idle all day?' They said to him, 'Because no one has hired us.' He said to them, 'You also go into the vineyard.' When evening came, the owner of the vineyard said to his manager, 'Call the laborers and give them their pay, beginning with the last and then going to the first.' When those hired about 5 o'clock came, each of them received the usual daily wage. Now when the first came, they thought that they would receive more, but each of them also received the usual daily wage. And when they received it, they grumbled against the landowner, saying, 'These last worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us who have borne the burden of the day and the scorching heat.' But he replied to one of them, 'Friend, I am doing you no wrong. Did you not agree with me for the usual daily wage? Take what belongs to you and go. I choose to give to this last the same as I gave to you. Am I not allowed to do what I choose with what belongs to me? Or are you envious because I am generous?' So the last will be first, and the first will be last." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Do I have kids who want to come forward for a kids' sermon? Oh, good.
Of Nineveh. And is he happy? No, of course not. destroy them. And it says that this was very displeasing to Jonah, and he became angry. He prayed to the Lord and said, "Oh Lord, is not this what I said when I was still in my own country? That if I came here and told them about you, they would turn from their evil ways. And I don't want that. Because they're bad people. I don't like them. They don't believe in you. And now I've gone and I've told them what you wanted me to tell them. And look at them. They're in sackcloth and ashes and they're repenting of their sin. And I don't like this, God. I want to die. I've done the job you asked me to. It turned out the way that you wanted. And I want to die. I mean, really." And so he sits down, and all of a sudden this witch comes up and shaves him, and he's delighted in the bush. And then a worm comes and eats the bush. And now he's grumbling all over again. It's like, "Oh God, I want to die." And God's saying, "What are you talking about? Is it right for you to be angry about the bush?" And it's, "Well, yeah." And God says, "You are concerned about the bush, for which you did not labor and which you did not grow. It came into being in the night and perished in the night. And should I not be concerned about Nineveh, that great city, in which there are more than 120,000 persons who don't really know much?" Poor Jonah. He's there just saying, but God, none of this is fair. I go and I talk to people I don't like, and they're converted. Then I sit down under this bush, and now a worm comes and takes it away from me. This is not fair. Have you ever had instances, but maybe you're not a complainer like Jonah. I happen to look at Jonah thinking, you know, how many times in my life has God told me to do one thing, and I say, "I don't think so, I'm going to do something else." And God's always right. And I don't necessarily complain about it. Oh, not to the level of Jonah. But have you ever complained that something just isn't fair? Okay, what do you have in your life that isn't fair?
Yeah.
And that's because it sounds right. It all explains. not to be like Jonah, who grumbled and complained when he did your will and things turned out in your way. Just let us acknowledge that you know everything we do. You always know. We ask you to help us as we walk together in faith. We ask all things in the name of the Lord and Jesus Christ. Thank you for the word.
O Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of each of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Well, just as we heard in our children's chat, life doesn't seem to be fair. If you have a child, if you've been around children, if you've been a child, you've experienced the, that's not fair. And somehow it doesn't stop once we become adults. Things just aren't fair. It happens over and over and over again. About a week and a half ago, I was in a text study with a number of colleagues, and we were talking about this particular text. And something came up, and it struck me. That individual said, what would it, just imagine what it would have been like to have been the last class at Luther Seminary before the Jubilee Scholarship. I said, I don't have to imagine that. I was the last class at Luther before the Jubilee Scholarship. Let me tell you what that's all about. I started seminary at Luther back in 2016 and was given a decent scholarship. The very next year, they implemented something called the Jubilee Scholarship for all incoming Masters of Divinity and Masters of Art students. The Jubilee Scholarship meant that you had zero tuition. Full ride for all new people coming into the school. Well, wait a minute. What about those of us who are already here? Don't we get to cash in on some of that as well? And the answer was no. That was for incoming students. We'll boost your scholarship money a bit. But no, the new people, ever since then, have been eligible for this scholarship that pays everything. That's not fair. That's not fair. I had to pay tuition. And then when I graduated, I had someone from the synod say, you know, we have a fund that can help pay part of your student loans. And I said, but I don't have student loans. I saved my money so that I could go to seminary and not have to take out loans. Now you're telling me you would have forgiven loans if I had them? Well, that's not fair. And then I hear about government programs to potentially do the same thing for people who have student loans. Forgiveness of student loans. But I don't have any student loans. I was financially responsible. This isn't fair. Or is it? We always talk about things not being fair when they don't work out to our advantage. And why do we want to begrudge good things happening to other people? Let's look at our gospel lesson once again. Now, how many of you have businesses or have ever had a business? I see a couple of hands. Does this look like your business model? Any of you? Not yours. This is not a lesson on how to run a business. So please don't take it that way. We're told this parable about someone who owns a vineyard, and he goes out early in the morning and he sees those people lined up looking for work. Now, that was a common sight back in Southern California. You knew if you needed a day laborer, you went over to Home Depot, and there they were, standing around in the parking lot, some of them with their tools, some of them without, waiting for someone to hire them. And that's what's happening here. So there are groups of workers, and this vineyard owner goes early in the morning. This is about 6 in the morning. And he goes and he finds some workers and he says, if you come and work for me, I'm going to give you the usual daily wage, a denarius. And they say, that sounds good. And they go and they start working in the vineyard. And then he goes back repeatedly and he finds people standing idle. And he says, why don't you come and work for me and I'll pay you what's fair. And so they come and work. And he does this throughout the course of the day. And finally he goes out at 5 o'clock, an hour before quitting time. And he finds people standing around and he asks, why are you still standing out here looking idle? And they say, because nobody wanted us. No one wanted to hire us. Well, you come along too. And they work for an hour. Some of these people have been working for 12 hours by the time the day ends. And so the day ends, and they do something that I really wouldn't recommend if you own a business. And that is that he asks that those who are hired last be paid first. And they come forward expecting an hour's wage. And instead, they get a full day's wage, enough to feed and clothe and nourish their families for about 3 days. And they must be ecstatic. Who is this vineyard owner to pay us an entire day's wage when we've worked for a single hour? And the others, seeing this, are starting to calculate, well, if they get a full day's wage for 1 hour and we've worked for 12 hours... Ooh, we're going to come away from this wealthy. 12 days wages. I mean, that's what I'd be thinking. And instead, as each group comes forward, they receive a single day's wage. And so those people who have been working for 12 hours are probably the ones grumbling the loudest. This isn't fair. We have slaved away in the hot sun for 12 long hours. And they worked only 1 hour. And you made them equal to us. Sounds kind of like the grumbling that we heard from Jonah too, doesn't it? This isn't fair. And what does the vineyard owner say? He says, what harm have I done to you? You agreed when I hired you that you would come and work in my vineyard and I would pay you the usual day's wage. And that's exactly what I've given you. And so take what belongs to you and go. I choose to give this last the same as I gave to you. Am I not allowed to do what I choose with what belongs to me? Or are you envious because I am generous? Now, no human manager or owner would do this. If you decided that you're going to pay the laborers for 1 hour the same as those who labor 12, you would probably do it discreetly. The normal thing that you would do would be to bring in those people who had worked the longest amount of time and paid them, and then you pay the others the same as you've chosen, but you don't let everybody know about it. Who's going to want to work for you the next day? Anybody at 5 is exactly it. Who's going to want to be there at 6 in the morning to be hired? You're not going to want... This is not the way that humans operate, but this is the way that God operates. And what are we being told here? We are all called to work in God's vineyard. And whether we work in God's vineyard from the time that we are 6 or 7 or 8 or 12, or if we don't come to God's vineyard until we're 85, we all get paid the same thing. You know what that is? Eternal life, exactly. We all get the same thing, eternal life. We all get the same grace of God because God is allowed to do with what God has. God has that grace. God has that salvation. God has that mercy. And God will give us all the very same thing, eternal life. No matter when we come to Him, no matter how long we've labored in God's vineyard, we get the same thing. And that doesn't sound fair. This is the scandalous love of our God, that it, by human standards, is not fair. But think about it. If we got what we really deserve, what would we get? We'd get, yeah, the hot place forever. That would be fair. That would be fair. Because we all fall into sin. We are all captive to sin. And we all deserve that eternal death rather than eternal life. And God, in God's infinite goodness and mercy, gives us eternal life. And it is not fair. Thanks be to God that God is not fair, but instead is gracious and merciful. Amen. Let us join together in our hymn of the day, Lord of Light, number 688.